German firms once again have Iran under their radar. That's because Tehran has signed an interim nuclear deal with the P5+1, mainly the United States, Britain, Russia, France, China, and of course Germany. This clearly translates to the fact that the softening of the sanctions could create new trade opportunities between Iran and the European Union, especially Germany.
The Iran is right now a sleeping giant in the region with 80 million citizens and relatively well educated, a resource abundant country with oil and gas and with a relatively high share of industrial production, even in this system of sanctions. So this is an adequate and appropriate partner, a potential appropriate partner for Germany.
Major imports and exports between the two nations include oil, machinery and pharmaceuticals. The volume of trade is around 2.8 billion euros, but that figure could easily go up in the next 6 months. And the German-Iranian Chamber of Commerce is more than any other entity positive about that.
Relation between German companies and Iranian companies is not just focused on selling and the market. German and Iranian companies like to develop technically high-class products, and I think this is one of the things which makes our relation special.
German firms are lining up to do big business with Iran now that the country has won limited sanctions relief under the interim deal in Geneva. Many industrial are also waiting in line to ensure their place in post-sanction era with possible future deals. Just like their German counterparts, Iranian firms want to reach out once again to their European contacts. The good news is that officials in both countries are ready to facilitate trade and industry exchange. And why not? Germany is the European Union's larger exporter of goods to Iran. Beatriz Barragán, Press TV, Berlin.